How's your weekend?
Great. Got time to play some Fortnite.
There you go. Does that time kind of diminish once the season begins?
I feel like it, but definitely after those games, it's kind of good to get your body right. Kind of watch a little bit of Clemson film. But also just get to relax and play some video games, which is, I feel like, is good.
Did you watch any other games?
I saw Clemson against Furman. I saw LSU last night. Mm-hmm. Watching some of my old teammates, which is pretty good. Penn State game, so college football is always fun to watch.
What'd you think about Clemson?
Definitely a good team. Thought they had to do what they had to do against Furman. Definitely talented team. Looked like a dominant team, how they're supposed to. So looking for another great opportunity to play against them.
No surprises from what you saw?
Definitely a surprise with Trevor Lawrence. I always knew he was a good quarterback, but yeah. Never actually saw him, I guess, live in action. But good to see him. So he might make a showing against us.
How much do you like to watch other quarterbacks, not just other defenses that you might be facing, but other quarterbacks too when you're watching football?
Definitely pretty fun to watch. I know a lot of the guys I kind of grew up with or went to camps with them. So guys like Tua, Jake Fromm, those kind of guys, always looking out for them and always watching them. Being able to learn a little bit from them, growing while I'm, like, I guess, trying to learn with mechanics and stuff. So always good to watch some of those guys.
Would you say you're at an all-time high confidence-wise from the time you got to A&M to right now?
I would probably say so. A lot of it comes from the development of Coach Fisher, and a lot of it comes from the players that I play with. Travion gives me a lot of confidence, especially that offensive line. I've seen the way that they've worked throughout the offseason. Gives me a lot of confidence in them too. So,
Caleb, one of the biggest things this week is obviously, I don't know if you saw, Mel Kiper Jr. went on ESPN a couple weeks ago and said that Clemson's D-line potentially has four guys that could go in the first round of the NFL draft. Hmm. What's your confidence level in your offense that you can kind of contain those guys?
I think Jace and Travion should have a big game helping those tackles kind of chip some of those DNs. But I know the type of work that this offensive line has put in during the offseason. You know, those are the type of guys that are the last group of guys to leave every single practice. So definitely the work ethic has been there. Just got to go and apply it on the field.
Is there one area you're hoping to improve on this week offensively?
I would say a couple of passes that I missed. I feel like I should have made just small accuracy things, but definitely felt really confident in my accuracy and my decision making this past game. But it's definitely going to have to be on point against Clemson's defense.
How about the offense as a whole? What do you think?
I really felt confident. I thought we had a really good start. I felt like a lot of our guys are playing for each other. Guys blocking downfield, 50 yards downfield was kind of a big thing that coach emphasized and that didn't go unnoticed.
You know, I'm trying to think here. How did the calling out all the blocking schemes or the defensive coverages work out for you?
I thought it went really well. A lot of the run game checks were really effective for us this past game. Actually, two of the touchdowns were both run checks that Travion had. So I think the offensive line, the tight ends, did a really good job being able to get their calls in quick after I check it. And so, but we're going to need to do that again, get the run checks in fast so Travion can have another explosive game.
Transfer-wise, how excited are you about playing in front of the 12th man, Kyle Field, sold out stadium, you know, this week?
I think it's going to be phenomenal. I know we had a lot of good atmospheres last year, but I think no matter what, this is going to top it off.
You talked about getting Travion a big game. How vital is the running game to open things up for you guys through the air?
I think it's really important. It makes it a lot easier on the quarterback, making a lot of third downs starting manageable, and also opens up a lot of the pass game. But, you know, a lot of people see the results that Travion is having. But, I mean, he's been probably the hardest worker on the team or one of the hardest workers on the team this offseason. So just the hard work that he's put in, it didn't surprise me of his performance.
You know, when it comes to chipping and calling out, you know, the defensive coverages and things of that nature, has coach emphasized that it's up to everybody to kind of make things a little easier on the offensive line?
Definitely helps with the offensive line. I think the biggest thing is teaching the receivers coverages, because different stuff, different coverages, receivers change in different progressions. So I feel like the receivers have took a big leap in that nature of understanding and learning the knowledge of that. And I think that's why they're having a lot of success so far.
Kellen, what is Jimbo toughest on you about? Is it footwork after a game like that? Is it just reads? What is he pushing you on?
I would say everything. And I think it's known in practice, reads, footwork. And he's kind of a perfectionist himself, just like I am. So we kind of go hand in hand and trying to basically be perfect with everything, want every ball to be perfect and want to make every read perfect. So I think that's why I'm so hard on myself and he's hard on everybody else, not just me.
Can you compare the style of play with Clemson and the talent level to a team you saw a year ago at all? Is there somebody comparable?
Not really sure who. I know the defense, they do a lot of stuff. Obviously, they have a really good D coordinator. Yeah. They won a national championship a couple years ago. So they definitely have the confidence and a lot of toughness on their defensive line. Good players on defense, but definitely a challenge that we're always going to look forward to.
Do you think this is a good measuring stick for y'all to kind of see where y'all are at this point in the year?
I definitely think it's a good measuring stick. Obviously, they're ranked number two. So I think a lot of people will see what we can do against a really good team.
Do you feel like the underdog heading into this? Or are you confident in your abilities?
I'm confident in my abilities, confident in this team's abilities. So just got to go out and prove it. We don't really need to prove it to anybody else. We just kind of prove it to ourselves.
You were asked about Jimbo and as far as the things that he really harps on. Is he any different in the game than he is in practice? I mean, obviously you have less time to go over detail, but as far as his demeanor, is it any different?
No, I would say definitely in the games he's constantly always trying to be perfect and just like how he is in practice. But I feel like he can coach you every play in practice because he's on the field. But during games, it's something that when I get off the field, we're talking about each play. So, but I mean, really just always trying to harp on trying to be perfect, and the small details matter, something that he's constantly talking to us about.
How much contact do you have with Coach Dickey during the game?
I actually didn't get to talk to him much, but a lot of the stuff that's being said up there is transferred down to me, so he's either giving me information or Coach Fisher is passing along to me. So
how do you make sure you don't resort in this game, Kellen, back to maybe get out of the pocket too fast because you know the pedigree of their line? I mean, how do you make sure you trust what you're seeing and not get out of the pocket too fast? Because that's really what they want you to do. They want you to break down. How do you stay kind of in your head about that?
I think Coach Fisher has done a really good job in the offseason and with me staying in the pocket and being able to read defenses and getting the ball out of my hands really quick. So just like I feel like in the spring game and then last week, I didn't really – have a lot of runs or getting out the pocket too much. So, I mean, obviously, if a lot of pressure, no one's open, I'm going to have to make a play. But my main focus is staying in the pocket and giving our receivers a chance to make a play.
How much you decided to come to A&M, is this kind of the games that you envisioned when you decided, hey, I'm going to play my college ball at A&M? Atmospheres like this, is what you were kind of thinking of?
Yeah, definitely. Atmosphere is one thing that I think everybody else kind of look forward to. I think the fans are looking forward to this game. I know we are. So just another opportunity come and show what we can do against another really good team.
How much progress do you feel like you made in that of stepping, staying in the pocket and delivering a strike when you knew you were going to get hit about three or four times last week?
I think that's the biggest thing that I've improved on. A couple of times last year, I know I tried to escape or make a tougher throw than what it really is, but being able to stay in the pocket and take the hit and trust the receiver that he's going to come down with another contested catch is something that we've improved on really everybody on offense with the offensive line, receivers making tough catches, and Trevion becoming a lot better blocker.
A lot of times you were going straight to Osmond there too, real when you knew you were going to get hit. How much does your chemistry with him really help in those situations?
Helps a lot. A lot of times, you know, he's either first progression or second progression, so a couple of those hits that I took where he was first progression coming in on the slant route. But just really Coach Fisher has done a really good job helping my development as a passer and understanding defenses a lot better.
You were really high on Clemson you know, when you were uncommitted early. What was it about the program that you really enjoyed?
I felt like I had a lot of respect for Coach Sweeney and what he could do for the program. Deshaun Watson is one of those guys who I obviously idolized growing up, and kind of similar style of play, being able to extend plays and with his athleticism, but also throw with great accuracy. But obviously always have respect for that program and what they can do, but never backing down from a challenge.